She's trying to retire early.
Good morning, everyone. It is November 2nd, Monday. We're about 5 minutes behind schedule at 9:50. This is the Public Services Committee. Appreciate everyone being here this morning. Both council members on our committee. And let's look at the agenda. Can I get approval of the minutes on October 9th?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The ayes carry. Employee Recognition Service. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm going to get Fred Williams to come forward.
Thank you, sir.
Fred.
My pleasure today to be able to recognize Fred Williams for 10 years of service. And Fred is a vehicle operator in the sanitation department. And he's one of these guys that comes with us with a commercial driver's license, and it's something that's very valuable. And Fred also is one that's received many compliments from the general public in reference to his work. He operates actually a knuckle boom, and Fred thinks he should be called a heavy equipment operator, but he's really a vehicle operator. But he operates a knuckle boom, and it's a machine that takes a lot of talent. And Fred has received numerous recommendations and compliments from the general public in reference to how he operates that machine. And Fred does a very good job for the sanitation department. And one thing many people don't know is Fred is also a volunteer. He's one of our coaches of football teams in Mount Pleasant Rec Department. And Fred tells me some stories how he beats up on Mr. Santos.
Boy, no.
And the football league, and Mr. Santos, I understand, is not coaching this year, but I'm not sure if it's because of Fred or not.
Oh,
Fred does a wonderful job for the Public Service Department. I want to thank you for all you do, Fred. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Jody, can we hold on 1 second?
Yes, Fred.
Hey, Fred. Hey, you're not getting away that easy.
Almost out.
As an assistant coach for you for the whole year, which was, to say it was entertaining is an understatement, and I appreciate you continually pulling the loudmouth reins back on me and keeping me in alignment for the great effort that you did.
Task, but I did it.
And just knowing that the generations of young men that you put through that system and that you've given your time, and you're an institution out there carrying. So really do appreciate that. Appreciate the hard work on the town.
Thank
you. Ms. Stokes Marshall, I'm not going to let you get away either.
No, not hardly. Throughout the years, I think most of you know I've worked with a number of different community organizations throughout the town, and there are always the need for volunteers, and I've called upon Fred in that capacity on numerous occasions, and he has always been a tremendous support, and have never once not been available to help out in whatever community it is. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that, knowing that I can always call upon and depend upon you being there for me. I truly appreciate
that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Gary, do you have anything?
I think he said it all.
I give Billy Crocker, please come forward. Public Service Department has many success stories, but Billy is a true success for the Public Service Department. And it proves what hard work and dedication can do. Billy charted out in 05 as a crew leader in the Facilities and Grounds Department doing facility maintenance. And then 07, he was promoted to a foreman within the Streets and Drainage Division. And today, he presently holds the position of the Division Chief for the Streets and Drainage Division. Billy is an outstanding employee. He's hardworking, he's dedicated. And he is taking a division that needed help and it needed someone to give it the extra push and the motivation and the drive, and Billy has done that. This division is one of the more smallest division, and actually is one of the productive, it's a more, I'm going to say none of our positions are productive, let's put it that way. But he is very productive in what he does and the type of work that he performs. And I'd like to thank Billy for 10 years of service. And Billy has been challenged here lately with the weather we've had, the tides and the rain. And it's proven that his team stepped up to the plate and actually did a very outstanding job of the town of Mount Pleasant. And I'd like to give Billy the credit for that. But thank you for all your work.
Thank you.
Thank you for making me feel out of shape, too.
We have our next tree bank consideration. Yes.
Are you here? I'm happy to do it. Well, okay. It's very simple. These come to you from time to time. We encourage through a grant program for subdivisions mainly around town to take advantage of the tree bank and plant trees to beautify the neighborhoods. And what we do is we require a 50% match. We review the plans. This is Hamlet Square. Bottom line is they want to do a $4,000 project and they want $2,000 reimbursement. And they're planting, saw a list in here just so you know, four Japanese myrtles and some magnolias and a couple of things, photocarpus and some others. So unless there's a member from the community here to speak, I did not notice anyone, we would recommend favorable consideration.
Motion to approve.
Hold on 1 second. And this is a comment on this, and I know people have taken advantage of this as the knowledge base gets out that this exists. And, I applaud the effort of putting this together and continue to put forward. It's a great program.
Second. So,
with that said, is there a motion? And a second. Any discussion? Anything from the audience? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes carry. Simple and sweet. Review of new technology in public services department.
I'm going to get Hillary to put it up on the board, and then I'm going to introduce it to, and then I'll let her take it from there. As you can see, it says City Work Asset Management System, improving efficiencies through technology. This was a CIP project that we asked, that our public service department asked to have to track assets, and also it helps with a work order system. The system we presently had was Logic. It was an antique. It was ready to fail. It really did not provide us the reporting capacity that we needed. So we came to council and asked for a CIP project to help with assets. And this will help other departments as it expands, transportation, planning, public service department, and it can go on beyond that. So what is so critical about this, and you'll see, that this is a tool that allows us to answer your questions. For example, I'm always asked, how much does it cost to maintain a soccer field? How much does it cost to maintain this? Hillary will show you in this presentation that we are now able to track manpower, equipment, and supplies. And it gives you, at that moment, we could pull up a report and say this is what it cost us. It's amazing what this thing can do. It can give you pictures of maps and show you where our heavy work orders are, where we don't have any work orders. It shows you where storm drainage infrastructure is located. It can do a variety of things. And the reason I'm not presenting this today is because I haven't had the training that Hillary and Emily have had. I'm learning. We went live on this on August the 2nd. And our staff within in our public service department is doing very well with it. It has allowed us to go paperless, meaning when a work order is generated, it automatically goes to our division chiefs and our crew leaders and our foremen's tablets. They see it on the spot, and they're able to address it immediately, or at least know it's there. Let's just say I'm here doing a work order for facility maintenance for the light out. I could look at my list of work orders or service requests and say, I got another work order for light out in the legal department. While I'm here, I'll address both of them. So I'm going to turn it over to Hillary and let her go in a little bit more detail than what I just said.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Jimmy, for the introduction. I don't even know if I need to make a presentation after that, but I'd like to take you through the system a little bit and show you what some of our new capabilities are. So City Works is actually, maybe, okay, a little old. So as Jody mentioned, this is about managing our assets and managing our work. The image you see here is an image of the storm drainage system in the town of Mount Pleasant. We also, where we have mapped, as part of our original asset management program, we looked at what do we own. Now we have to track what do we do to it and how do we maintain it and extend its life cycle and then have our CIP replacement projects. So our goal is to be able to manage this system efficiently. We have three work areas, service requests, work orders, and inspections. But it's not just about the system, it's about how we work on the system. So we see graphically now where our different service requests and work orders are. And again, Jody mentioned we can plan out our work spatially, be more organized, and look in our different work areas around town. The service request function allows us to track requests from outside of our department. So calls from residences, businesses, other departments, and even requests from outside of our divisional areas. So it's a little fuzzy, but for example, we get the caller information, it gets logged in, you can always see the caller history. We get coordinates so we can attach it to two parcels and properties in the town and have a map. In this instance, we did an inspection on a pond, so the history is tied to that property. We ordered a work order to go clean a drain associated with their problem, and we attached the pictures also associated with the service call. So we're building sustainability into our system. It's not just something that's up here in my head, but it's something that somebody can go and reference in the future and see exactly what happened and what was done and what was noted on the call. Work orders are the work that we do to our assets, where we spend our labor, our materials, and our equipment. And so for each asset, for each pipe that we own, we can track the work we do to that single pipe, and we can go in and say, wow, we've worked on that four times. Maybe we need to do something better and more efficient to maintain that asset. This is an example of one for facilities maintenance.
It's a true example.
These are all, they're not live, but they're real. So we are tracking our work. This was a daily maintenance. So our facilities and grounds division now has to write down what they do on each facility every day, how much labor, how much equipment they spent. In this case, this was their daily maintenance at Waterfront Park, and they attached, you can see we get a live cost. Each time they put in their labor and equipment, the cost builds, and they track this on a weekly basis. So we're getting that information live, and we can go back and look at their scheduling and look at their labor and try to see what we have. So it's attached to our assets. We log in our facilities that they work in. We can do the work performed. They're keeping a detailed log. We can track scheduling. So this occurs every week. They get a new work order. Hey, go do your work. We don't lose work as we move forward in our system and in our daily activities, and we get the costing information out of it on a screen. And we can export this into reports as well. The third function is inspections. So right now, most of our inspections are done for federal programs, both for our water quality program and our flood mitigation program, the CRS program. But we're also figuring out we can track our safety and training in here, and we can do other things like our CDL inspections and get reports out. So we had a call about a potential sewer leak, that somebody was pumping sewer into Shem Creek. We went out, we did an inspection, we noted everything we found. They weren't pumping sewer into Shem Creek. They were pumping it into a sewer clean out. So it was an appropriate discharge, but we get to report this to in our water quality program to the state and demonstrate that we were responsive, that we had a question about a pollution issue and what we found, and give that information back to them. So each division, we added in their own special program into City Works. Sanitation is very routine. Mostly we're tracking their container requests, but we get service requests, and all of our managers get a daily, it's updated every time a call comes in, a quick graph of the types of calls that they are responding to so they can see where their workload is, what type of category their heavy load is, and they can make adjustments in their scheduling. And then the corresponding work orders for them. So as of the time of this report, they had 859 service requests in their system, and I will tell you, that was last week. They now have 931. So we're tracking the requests from the citizens. They also get with it some data out of it, so we can see again where our heavy workloads are, and we can also track work progress based on weeks and analyze the activities and the concentration of work that they're performing. They also get a map. Theirs is the most impressive. Again, they come to everybody's houses on every day. Each colored dot represents a different type of work. And then when you get numbers in the middle, it means there's groupings of multiple work orders. So if we start to see numbers really grow in an area, we know that maybe there's something we have to address in that neighborhood that we can better improve our service. Facilities and Grounds Division, they're now tracking their daily work on the ball fields for reporting. They had 343 service requests, this is just in the last 2 months, entered into the system. They're up to 371 as of this morning. So we look at their work schedule again, their flow, and see where they have different activities and the impacts to their division. And we can go in and see, for instance, as of last week, their highest service call was meeting setups. And we can also look at their work trends. So we had less service requests coming in, but our work orders were still kind of maintaining. The graph is a little off. Depending on their work schedule. So we're in between seasons, we're putting out ryegrass. Those things happen as a work order, they're scheduled, but the requests from other folks, we saw a downward trend. And we're not sure why, but we'll go in and analyze that as we move along. But it comes with management tools. So every work order and action that we put in the system, we can export into Excel and we can crunch the numbers. So this is daily maintenance on what we call our rectangle fields, so football and soccer style fields. And we can crunch down to a specific facility. This is the Town Hall Recreation Complex. And we can see how much it costs each week on that facility, depending on the activities that they did. So we can really get that information back out. And their schedule does vary, depending on the season, the play, the rain. But we'll start to have trends as we build this system moving forward. Streets and drainage and stormwater are combined for work orders. So they had 407 service requests last week. They're up to 429 as of this morning. As you can guess, flooding has been our biggest call. But even based on flooding, has created a lot of different work orders. So we may be repairing pipes, cleaning pipes, fixing pipes. And this is, for example, we had 160 work order service requests prior to the storm, and after the storm we had 407. So the amount of calls from the citizens, the reports of flooding, the reports of erosion, of ditch cleaning, and you can see in our chart the spike that we encountered based upon that storm, leveling off a little bit, getting back to normal, but we still are working on those investigations. But it will help us report. Inspections is the same. We handle our inspections for our construction projects. So for water quality, we go on every construction project that's over an acre of size, a minimum of once a month, and do compliance inspections, make sure they're keeping up with the site, keeping them clean. And we track those in the system right now as well, and our inspections, because we have to do a report to DHEC and let them know that we're actually following our program, and we prove that with these reports. This is an example. Our inspectors have a map of their construction projects, and they can change the map. It rotates daily based upon their inspection schedule, so they can see where they need to be in town. And if something new pops up, they can add it to their system. So that's today. We're up and running. We do have a phase two that we're hoping to implement. We know we need to keep going out and collecting information on our assets, our street signs and our bridges and guardrails. And as we add new infrastructure, that's got to be added into our system. And we need to work on our condition assessments. But we've got the tools now to track that information and help us plan better projects and more efficient and timely projects in the future. We have found a web-based application that we're looking at in the future that will help our citizens give us reports off the website and send us more work. And that way we can respond in a more timely fashion. So we're giving ourselves time to kind of learn the system and get up to speed, and then hopefully in the future add this service on to our residents.
Wow. I remember a few years ago when I annoyed Jody and took a couple of trash runs, and we came up with a system of pushing the button to identify where some shoves were. I thought that was a big advancement. Wow.
Well, we went from paper We had a triplicate paper form that we used to track, and we'd have to create reports to a database, a call tracking system, but reporting was really hard, searching. If somebody calls different times or has different issues, it was really hard for us. This gives us the tool to really look in on what's happening at the town, not just in a long list and figuring out, but looking at it on a map and seeing where we need to deliver the services that our residents are asking for or that our assets need.
Well, they actually have the factual information, as Jody mentioned in the beginning. How many times has he asked about how much does it cost to, you know, maintain a soccer field or a football field? And it looks like it wouldn't get any more accurate than that, which is great. As we sit up on council and try and make decisions on budget, it's factual, real-time information. That's amazing.
And where are we spending our time? What are we focusing on? It's not just the money, but also our time so we can get those.
And I can't find a single resident that's questioning our public services right now, but I mean, what a feather in the cap on top of that. Outstanding. Thank you for that. Ma'am, do you have something?
Thank you. Thanks for the report. I mean, what an eye-opener. I said for many, many years that, you know, people talk about how wonderful the town of Mount Pleasant is. And I've always said that that is attributed mainly to our public service department. Most people don't realize in how many different capacities in our town that they're engaged in terms of the delivery of service and keeping our roads and the parks and playgrounds and everything in shape, and right down to setting up and breaking down for different events. I think the amount of information that this system provides is astronomical. I think it'll be a tremendous benefit to the town as a whole as we move forward. And I just wanted to, a few questions that came to mind as you were going through this. We know that public service is engaged in all kinds of services with different departments. In terms of the cost for the services that you provide to those different departments, and I ask that because, let's say, for instance, when it comes to setting up for different events, there's a cost involved in terms of the manpower, the equipment, and all of that. And we know that that cost has been pretty much absorbed by public service. With this system, would that now enable you to be able to separate that cost out?
Yes. It's going to be, I'll have to be tomorrow for it.
Okay.
But we will be, as we get more familiarized with this tool, it may require us a different module for specific types of reporting. But we should be able to extract out more information, more accurate information. As long as proper information goes in, we get proper information out. Okay. We will be able to provide you down to the cent, I guess you would say, of what things are actually costing us. Before, it was an estimate of how much equipment or trucks. And I mean, I'm not adding fuel, but I'm adding the truck. I'm adding the chalk box. I'm adding the weed eater. I'm adding the lawnmower. Right. All the way down to paint, how much paint is going on one side of the field. Now, we actually taken our fields and broken them, have separated them into rectangle fields versus diamonds.
You know, he didn't play baseball.
And I'm able to tell you what diamonds cost versus rectangle. Before, I couldn't do that. I mean, I could go back and research and give you my best guess. Now it's on the software package that you can pull out a report and give you as much, whatever's in there is going to come right back out. And whether it's going to, if we like it or not, it may be scary, it may not be scary, but it's going to give you the true facts.
Okay, my follow-up question to your answer would be, as opposed to public service having to absorb that cost, and I'll direct that to Eric, what are the potentials of once the cost for service that you have provided for another department being charged to that other department as opposed to being charged to public service?
Yeah, we can do all that. We can do all that. And, we just don't have the accounting to do it yet. This allows it.
Okay. And I think that's extremely valuable information. because I see that as even playing into the town's annual budget when we look at appropriating funds for the different activities that public services providing to the different departments that should be attributed to those departments that they're providing the services for as opposed to public service. Make sense?
Of course.
Let me just add one thing. It's actually down to where we deliver a trash can. I can tell you how much it costs me to take a trash can to someone's house now. We buy it, we deliver it, it's manpower, and it's the vehicle taking it there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary.
Well, Thomas, you well said. That was, you know, that's kind of where I was going to be going with it, so I won't do it now that you've done it. Good job, Hillary. Excellent, as usual. You always do a great job with that, explaining things to us. The improvement of the mobile tools, are those like tablets?
We have some tablets that we're using right now, and we are looking at some other tablets for our film guys who are a little bit more rugged and need something a little bit less classy and more heavy duty. And it even have a simple app that we can work on our cell phones. So as long as the work has been routed to somebody, they can pull it up on their cell phone and do some basic functions and get a map and see where they're going. And that's really big for our guys. Yeah. Before in the field, you'd send them a number, they didn't know where they were going.
I tell you, it's amazing technology we have these days. Y'all doing a great job, Jody, with that. Really.
And I just wanted to say, Mr. Chairman, this piece of technology is mostly geared towards public services. We look to spread it and activate other departments. What you'll see, you had mentioned budget, Mr. Glasson, earlier. What you'll see going forward is, when I have to recommend the budget to you, you'll see greater calls for greater investment in technology. I believe we operate very well now. You all know that. But the next level of effectiveness is going to come through technology in the future. So you'll see more and more requests for money in that regard.
Thank you. That's a great point. Jody, I appreciate everything, Hillary. Excellent as usual. Is there any questions, comments from Mr. Smith? Name and record for the, or name and address for the record.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Mark Smith, 2716 Canebrake Lane. My question would probably go to Eric, just so we appreciate that last comment. Is it my understanding that CityWorks is the creme de la creme in terms of software maintenance, software available for municipalities for this type of work, and even for water commission, water works as well? Is that, we want to talk a little bit about that and where we go from there?
Sure. We spent a lot of time researching what we felt would be best for us. It's not to say some other product would be better for a different organization, but it was best for us. It's not cheap, so we thank you for making the investment in it, because you could have said that. That's right. And so we feel it's the best. We feel it's going to take us to a new level. We feel that the data it gives when it's fully populated will give us the information to make even better decisions going forward. And that will save us more money than the investment in the original investment in the technology.
We did look at Mount Pleasant Waterworks' system to see if there was some economies of scale, and theirs was built slightly differently, the way it was organized.
The big thing with this is it's the data you put in it. And it's, you know, GIS based. I mean, you need, the more GIS overlays you have, the more information you have in a GIS database, the better product this is going to produce. If you don't maintain the records or update the records, it's not going to be a whole lot of good to you. So it's there's probably a training perspective and an enforcement perspective to this as well.
Thank you.
Ma'am.
Okay, as far as the public service workers, having the ability, and gentlemen, sorry, I don't know his name.
It's called
Turnwise.
Just mentioned the training aspect of this. I would imagine that as far as our public service workers are concerned, in order for them to have the knowledge, the understanding, and the ability to utilize this, that there will have to be a training process that's put in place.
And we did, to set this up, we had our at least first-tier managers and second-tier managers involved in actually setting this up. So we met every month, sometimes for a week at a time, and said, what do you need and what do you want in the system? So they got a lot of knowledge on the system, and then we came in and did training with the guys in the field. So it's sort of pushing it down to our crew leaders and asking them to have responsibility. But with the contractor being done with his portion, now we have three sort of database managers, so myself, Emily, and Ebony in our office, who are the daily administrators. Oh, you need a new form, you need something different, something's not working out, let me train you, and we are helping them through that process, but we want them to train each other as well, and really build a stronger team in working through some of the issues and learning.
All right, folks, and I would love to continue to have the discussion, but time-wise, we're about 5 minutes over, and I would hope that we would adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.